Thank you, Supervisor.
Item number 19, please.
Item number 19, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to abolish one position of Budget and Policy Administrator and create one position of Fiscal and Management Analyst. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Ms. Stewart, please identify yourself.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Jeannie Dorf. I'm the Management Services Administrator for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Lipscomb, then Stafford.
This might be the first one where we're seeing it go down.
Yay.
Question for Mr. Fudge. So when this gets trued up in Amendment 2, you know, on the previous item, the answer was that they know how they're going to pay for it and it's not tax levy or whatever. Those would all be reflected in Amendment 2? Something in a case like this, how will it be reflected? Will we see a levy? Will we see the levy line go down for the department relative to this adjustment?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct. Amendment 2, if memory serves, you'll see a list of the positions that are included. And so this one being that it has a reduction in cost would then offset other increases. So if all the other positions added up to an increase of $50,000 and this was a reduction of $25,000, then the net of Amendment 2 would be
$25,000. Thank you. I'll move approval.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Out of curiosity, this kind of seems a little unusual, just like we're saying, but is the Executive Director, Budget and Policy Administrator, is that person leaving?
That was Alex Kutza, and she did leave recently.
That's what I thought. Okay, cool. Thank you. That was
Alex.
Minneapolis.
Roger Stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question was sort of like, sort of about this one. How is it reflected in the budget, kind of? So it's already in there.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it's not currently in the budget. So right now in the 2014 budget, the Budget and Policy Administrator is in DHHS for 2014. If this is approved, then you would make the tax levy change for 2014 in Amendment 2.
Okay.
And we would go through and reconcile so that 2014 would now have this new title at the lower pay grade.
Thank you, Mr. Budge. We have a motion to approve item number 19. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fudge, do you anticipate where I might be going with this? Is this a position that's being created within the department, DAS Fiscal?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the position is not in DAS Fiscal. It is in the Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh.
Many positions like this that worked in DHHS in the past were in DAS Fiscal, but I believe it was 2012 or 2013, all of those positions got put out into the departments that they work in.
Okay, so then where is it now?
It's currently in DHHS, and the new position would be in DHHS as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fudge. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
That's right.
We have a motion to approve. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Saying none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Rommel West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item 19 is approved.